When we look at the internet, we're moving to a position where something that has been part of the internet since day one is almost disappeared. And that is the concept of a site or a thing on the internet which has almost complete coverage. So that's something that is happening on the internet that everybody who uses the internet knows about. And in the early days of the internet, right back in the 90s, there was the possibility that you could create sites that not just, you know, everybody in America knew about or something, but everybody who knew was using the internet was aware of. For example, there used to be a site, it's probably still around, called Ernie is Evil. And what it did is it took pictures of Ernie from Bert and Ernie on Sesame Street and pasted them into sort of, you know, Hitler Nuremberg rallies or walking on the moon, cutting Neil Armstrong's air supply, that kind of thing. Proof that Ernie was evil, Grassy Knoll, that kind of thing. And it was an internet meme, a very early one, which had, you know, almost universal coverage, because everybody using the internet had found, you know, there was only one or two or a very few comedy sites, and people knew about it, knew about Ernie is Evil. If you used the internet, you knew about that site. And then, you know, as the internet developed, you got more of these sites, although they actually got bigger. You know, Amazon is universal, Yahoo is universal. But then gradually, as the internet gets bigger and bigger, these things that, for us, we think dominate the internet are moving to a position where they no longer have complete coverage. They may have billions or billions of users, but they don't have complete coverage of the internet in the way that everybody who used the internet knew about Ernie is Evil. So, you know, sites like Facebook, which we think have almost universal coverage, are not massive in China. There are billions, if you're talking about China, people using the internet who Facebook they're not aware of. Google may well be the very last website that the world knows about. But one day, you know, as other search engines, particularly Chinese or Asian ones, raise the lid, people will stop knowing about Google. And so, although we have an internet which now reaches many thousands of billions of millions of people, it no longer has universality in the way that it did in its early days when Ernie was evil. Thought Blast. Easy Rider, Hotmail.com.